Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves podcast. We've done a lot of podcasts around Infocom, but there are very few companies that all people who attend the show want to go see their booth, and that's one of them is Crestron. I'm joined today by Nick Harris, Vice President of Marketing at Crestron. Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm great, Gary. How are you?
Doing well. We did a survey recently of must-see booths at Infocom, and you came out in the top two in nearly every category because everyone's always kind of excited. Well, you know, of course, they're excited about your party, but they're also excited about your product. And I'm sure this year will be the same, and I'm sure you must be excited as well.
Yeah, no, it's great. And we're very, very excited. We've got our 9,000 square feet of hopeful wonderment on display there. And we're very grateful that the attendees to Infocom have an affinity for all the things that we're going to be displaying and talking about. So, yeah, can't wait for to meet some of those folks who want to meet us as well.
Well, it's going to be a big show. I think it's going to be a record show this year because of the excitement around the show, pre-registration information that I have. In addition to the education, which I think is the biggest reason to go to a show like this, is to take advantage of all the education opportunities. The big thing that people want to see is new products. They want to see new technologies, new ways of doing things, new products. I'm sure you won't disappoint. So would you mind filling us in on some of the things you're willing to talk about?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, in terms of new products and just overall, you know, our sort of focus for the show that kind of wraps it all together is technology for every space. And a lot of the what we're seeing, and I'm sure others are seeing the same thing too, is sort of a focus on smaller spaces, you know, informal meeting areas. And so some of the technologies and some of the new things we're going to be showing, one of which we're very happy about is our HDMD 400, which is really an auto switch extender pair that we think is, you know, really has great utility for the sort of meeting rooms and smaller, simple presentation areas. So you'll see that sort of reverberate through the Crestron booth next week, and so that's something that you know we're very happy about. A couple of other things we're going to be launching and we'll be presenting a couple of new DMPS3 signal processors, and so we're going to see some of those things. And again, really tying back to and building off, you know, our digital media 3-series presentation series. So those are some of the things that we're going to be, you know, shining a light on next week. There's a few things that I can't quite talk about, Gary, at this point, which we think are fairly exciting. But a lot of the new products we're showing are really building on this digital media platform that Crestron is known for. So there'll be a bunch of little surprises along the way, we hope, in terms of some new things. But those are things that I think you'll see a pretty strong focus on.
That growth of sort of the ad hoc meeting space is huge. I mean, there's a defined number of rooms in a building, but there are not a defined number of random meeting spaces. And a lot of people call them huddle spaces or brainstorming areas. What you're talking about is bringing more connectivity to those spaces, a little bit more structured connectivity to those places. That's kind of your focus for the show?
That's exactly it, Gary. And I think that, you know, you just nailed it. That is the opportunity that we see, you know, in the enterprise. We call it sort of the Crestron enterprise. And I think, yeah, a lot of it is, it's changing. There's significant opportunity there. I think a lot of, you know, our end user customers are seeing sort of this growth in these spaces. And so they're trying to figure out, you know, how do you do them? How do you replicate them? How do you do them quickly without too much, you know, programming? Make them simple, but also be able to manage them as well. So, when we talk to our customers, we like to think of these places as where sort of ideas begin. We think these smaller huddle rooms and spaces and campfires and so on and so forth, we think that's sort of where ideas begin. And we definitely want to be there suddenly in the organization to where those things sort of spark. So yeah.
What about the party? You are having a party this year, right? I mean, a lot of people are listening are going to wonder.
There is a big party. I can't speak too much in terms of who our special guests are going to be, but all I can say is every year we ramp it up and we take it just one notch further. And you know, we're just delighted that again this is a sellout thing. It's sort of the ticket that everybody wants, and so we're absolutely infused about it. The party's name, by the way, is Swirl, which is obviously a nod
the logo.
to our beloved logo, and so it's going to be very cool. And again, we're hoping that everybody who attends will feel that that they're getting very close to the heart of Crestron there. So we're excited.
Well, I don't even think I need to give out your booth number, but I will. C7008. Basically, enter the hall, and you'll see Crestron.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. I assume you'll have some training going on and some of the typical stuff that you also do in and around the show that people can sign up for.
Absolutely, Gary. Lots of training. In fact, and a shameless plug here, but if anybody, we actually have first time this year a downloadable Crestron at Infocom app. And so it's sort of your quick reference guide to both the booth and as well as the training sessions. And so that's available in the App Store and on Google Play. And we'll be releasing content and bulletins, and folks can actually communicate with each other through the app. So yeah, that's where you'll find out all of the good things, along with all the other channels, and obviously with help from you guys as well in terms of what's going on next week.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Like I said, enter the central hall and you'll see Crestron. So you can't miss them. Technically, their booth is 7008. We will, of course, send the reporters there early to record all the new products that you launch. And we put them on our microsite, the microsite we have for the show, which is ravepubs.com/infocom2016. It's already up and running. Already got about 300 stories up there now, and we'll put those videos on there. So all you have to do is go to the video search window, type in the word Crestron, you'll find all of them. Nick, thank you for joining this morning. I really appreciate it, and have a great flight, and I wish you the best of luck next week, and I will see you personally on the show floor.
Looking forward to it, Gary. Really appreciate our conversation. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and have a great day.